Okay, hello Marta from the first years. Just quick run through of your project development, where you're at, and we're going to discuss some exhibition plans which you've got here.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk us through it?
With PJ, I've been doing like experiments, but they're kind of like the main ideas. So he helped me move a bit faster with the project because I was kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few pictures because the stuff I've been doing are drying.
Okay.
But he helped me like do like backgrounds.
Yeah, so building up some layers.
And then I've done some experimenting with oil paint.
Okay.
And this is what I've been doing today.
I like that. Uh-huh.
So what I figured was that instead of putting in items that make or help us say self-love, I'd do a self-portrait. So I would, you know, if it's about self-love, it's what makes me happy and
mm-hmm.
stuff, so I just put myself in it.
Mm-hmm. Good, because your project's on identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is going to be, in its entirety, a self-portrait with a background that's made up of like words and imagery relating to self-love.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Okay, cool. And in terms of framing, like how big is this thing?
It's not that big. It's like that.
Can we get a paper size? So is it A4?
No.
It's way bigger than that.
So is it A3?
No, it's way bigger.
A2?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
One?
Yeah, maybe that
A1?
Size. Maybe that size, yeah.
Okay,
so round about A1.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good to have definitive measurements, okay,
yeah,
when you're talking about presentation and an artwork. So if we're talking A1 and you're saying that you want it to be in a frame,
mm-hmm.
where's that frame coming from? Are you buying a frame for it?
I'll see if I can find a frame that would fit it, and if not, then my dad would probably be able to make it.
Because, you know, you can buy frames really cheaply from charity shops,
yeah.
Dunelms, you know. What I've been saying to people, as much as possible, if you can, because all of your energy should go into making the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. The presentation is important, but if you can financially afford it or you have the means, make that as quick and easy as possible. Yeah. Of course, we can do small scale framing, but I think A1 for the glass is a bit of a challenge, is a bit of an ask for us.
But most definitely look at the charity shops.
Yeah.
Acorn, for example, I buy most of my frames from there. They're so much cheaper.
Yeah. Because you can get like possibly like a really exciting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And instead of having it black, have it gold.
Mm.
Okay.
If you're talking about self-love and, you know, joy, black maybe doesn't communicate that. Yeah? And maybe something that's a little bit more ornate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean by ornate? Like it's a bit more frilly.
Yeah. Detailed.
It's not
flat.
It's just a flat square
mm-hmm.
box. Yeah?
Okay.
So have a look. So get the measurements of your image. And then if you can, have a scour of the charity shops.
What are you, sorry to interrupt, what are you painting on?
Just board.
Wooden board?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might need to factor that in as well. Because it's not just on straight paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you might struggle to put a frame around that.
Okay.
We can attach it to the board. But because it's got material thickness, like it's got a depth to it, the board, that just makes it a little bit more tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's very achievable. So you'll have your central image, might have a shelf or a plinth for your comments book. Your artist statement will go alongside of it. It's going to be A1-ish in size. Just going to make a note of that. Cool.
Good.
In terms of blog stuff, how are we looking? Any disclaimers? Blogs?
I think I've been a bit behind.
Okay.
You're not the only one. But it doesn't make it okay. So I'm going to look. Firstly, evaluation and reflection. Nothing.
I know I haven't added some stuff to it, but
we cannot stress enough that this online blog is where you get your grade from.
Yeah.
This the UAL won't see physically unless you upload every single picture, every single page, which is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You've got some work to do. But even this can go on, planning and production. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everything you create is evidence. Everything you create should go up. Okay, this one's good. What's this one? Practical skills. Okay.
But then we've got some research.
From the exhibition.
Yeah, because I've added that before we got like the little handout.
This, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to Raf today. He can swap it over for you.
Okay.
Tell him,
put it in the right place.
Tell him what goes where.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you. And he can do that for you. But use him. Yeah? I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Raf does.
WordPress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so carry on going because this is.
I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like
it's
the backgrounds
gorgeous.
And stuff. You're presenting it really beautifully.
And this is part of your presentation marks as well. So carry on with this because this is one of the loveliest I've seen.
Yeah.
But it's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So make sure you put them in the right places. Have you got one of these?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Okay, good. Can we have a quick flip through your sketchbook whilst it's here? So we can look at the research and make some links.
Suggestions.
Have you linked everything to your research?
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry, at the beginning. Beautiful drawings.
Thank you. I even like the skeleton one.
One, two. I would kind of expected to see some kind of artist here.
Yeah.
Where's this photography? That's from the last project.
Yeah, I just added it because it was like of me and stuff.
Oh, identity.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a note to that.
Okay.
I've added this in because it relates to my project on self-love.
Okay. Yeah.
Identity. Yeah. So I'm gonna put a post-it there for you. Make note.
Snipshot. One. Two.
Lovely photo, by the way. So it's just decoration?
Mm-hmm.
Just decoration for your sketchbook?
Would be good if you look at an artist to do some pictures, just print out some pictures of their work,
yeah.
You know? Because Tracy Emin is all about sort of like exploring oneself. So I think I've got to, which I got to 5 or 6. So that, for me, Marta, is kind of sitting at a pass for the length of this project, okay? Really, you should treat it in the project length, one artist per week. So if you're aiming for those typical grades, which you're more than capable of doing. This is beautiful. This is a really beautiful sketchbook.
Thank
and you.
You
should be really pleased with yourself. It's like one of the nicest
Definitely.
I've seen so far, and that's including, you know, students that are older than you. But I would encourage you to try and find some more artists that either work in the same way that you want to work, the same sort of materials and techniques, like the sort of mixed media
mm-hmm.
kind of approach to self-portraiture, yeah? Or that they're dealing with sort of themes about expression of identity, yeah?
Okay.
It doesn't need to be exactly that they're creating portraiture even, yeah? It can be, or that they're creating flat work. You might look at somebody like Mark Quinn, who is a very famous British sculptor
mm-hmm.
who famously produced a self-portrait, but in three dimensions of his own head in his own blood. He drew out 9 pints of his own blood.
9 pints!
And then froze it. And he's made this artwork as an ongoing process because he's aging. He's documenting his mortality, basically.
Mm-hmm.
in the thing that makes him, you know, his blood is part of his physical being. Very interesting man, has done lots and lots of projects about identity, looking at different groups from people with amputations
mm-hmm.
And physical disabilities to even people from sort of the LGBT community, you know, sort of trans people, you know, and extreme ends of the spectrum, I guess, is where you would place him. So he would be a prime one for you to look at
okay.
in terms of the theories behind his work. But it would be good if you could find a few more.
Okay.
Again, either in the materials and techniques that they're using or the theme of identity. Yeah?
What was the artist's name?
Mark
I've written it down for
okay.
you.
So
it's on a poster.
So
thank you.
Popped a poster in there.
Beautiful sketchbook.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. This must take you so long.
Such
yeah.
good drawing
yeah.
skills, Martha.
But it's joyful and
it's a pleasure to look at.
Yeah, in reality, now at this level, this is kind of the expectation and this is the kind of level of input
mm-hmm.
that is going to get you the better grades. You know?
You're doing well. I think for you, for each project, you kind of struggle with idea.
Yeah.
Initiation and development, and that tends to sort of slow you down. And from what I've observed, correct me if I'm wrong, it tends to bring you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So we'll get you there throughout the next year. Definitely get there, but you've got so much potential and already
yeah,
a good level of skill.
Practically speaking, in terms of your research, you know, you're in a really good place.
Okay.
Good. So what are you depicting in your final event?
So your self-portrait,
yeah,
and stuff in the background.
Okay, so relating to these collages,
yeah.
Okay, have you got a photograph that you're working with?
I've got multiple ones,
okay.
Of myself.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I'm gonna use.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It would be good. It would have been good to see those here, so
yeah.
maybe we could have helped you to select, but we can do that at another point,
yeah.
that's not a problem.
But make sure everything links together,
because mm-hmm.
that's where you get all your good marks from.
Yeah.
So if you've taken inspiration from a particular artist, make sure that's clearly documented.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, another good one for you to look at is a chap called Dan Baldwin.
Sorry, we've gone into lunch, but we won't be long.
You can actually go and see his work at the CCA Gallery.
Dan Baldwin.
Yeah, you might have to be an artist, because I think there's a couple of Dan Baldwins in this world. So, he creates quite illustrative images, but looking at your experiments that you showed us on your phone in particular, it's like built up into like layers,
mm-hmm.
And like quite cluttered, full of lots of imagery sourced from all over the place. So he might be quite a good one to look at in terms of technique and process, okay? Yeah. To then justify what it is that you're doing, okay?
Yeah. All of this as well needs to go on your blog.
Yeah,
every page, every little intricate,
scrap.
Beautiful bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, Marta, we won't keep you any longer. Well done, keep up the good work. Just make sure you're connecting all those dots.
Yeah,
thank you, Marta. Well done.
Thank you.